Welcome back. Today we're going for distorted bass that feels like pirate radio, overloaded, rude, and hyped but still stable, because in drum and bass, the bass can be wild, but it can't be random. If the level jumps every time you change notes, your whole mix starts doing that panicky "is something broken?" thing. So the goal is simple: heavy distortion energy, predictable loudness, clean low end. And we're doing it the beginner-friendly way in Ableton Live with stock devices. First, set the vibe of the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is home territory, but 174 is a sweet spot for this lesson. Now get some drums in. You can drop in a basic loop or quickly build one. Classic setup: kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add an extra kick sometimes on the end of 2 if you want that extra push. And here's an underrated beginner win: keep your drums peaking around minus 6 dB on your drum bus. That headroom is going to save you later, especially once distortion starts multiplying loudness. Now let's write the bass MIDI, and we're keeping it intentionally simple. Create a MIDI track and name it bass. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Write a rolling pattern with mostly 8th notes, but leave a few gaps so it breathes. For pitch, pick 3 notes in a dark zone: F1, G1, and Ab1 is a classic set. You can do other keys, but keep it down there around F1 to G1 for that weight. Here's the stability rule that people learn the hard way: the more you vary note lengths and velocities, the more your distortion reacts differently every hit. So for now, keep the notes mostly the same length, roughly an 1/8 note, and keep velocities fairly consistent. We can add swagger later after we've got control. Now we do the cheat code. We split the bass into sub and mid. Duplicate that bass track twice, or duplicate it once and keep both copies. Name one bass SUB and the other bass MID. Same MIDI on both. This is the entire concept of stable distorted bass. The sub stays clean and boring, and the mid does the nasty stuff. If you distort your sub, you might get cool sound for 5 seconds and then your low end turns into a wobbly mess that eats headroom and collapses on real speakers. Let's build the sub. On bass sub, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. If you want just a tiny bit more tone, you can use triangle, but sine is the most reliable for stability. Set voices to 1. For the amp envelope, attack basically 0, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You want it to stop cleanly without clicking, and without smearing into the next note. Now add EQ8. Put a low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If you want it extra clean, use a steeper slope. The idea is, the sub track does not need upper harmonics. It is pure weight. Then add utility. Make it mono. Either turn on bass mono or set width to 0%. Adjust the gain so it feels solid but not like it's taking over the entire track. A good mental target: the sub should be boring but unstoppable. If it sounds exciting on its own, it's probably too bright. Now let's build the mid layer, where the pirate radio attitude lives. On bass mid, load waveatable. Choose basic shapes and move the position towards saw if you want brighter aggression, or towards square if you want a hollower, throatier tone. Don't overthink it. We're going to shape it with distortion and filters anyway. Before we distort anything, we do the most important stability move on the MID: high pass before distortion. EQ8 first in the chain. High pass at around 120 Hz with a fairly steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This stops the distortion from reacting to low frequencies and creating those note-to-note loudness jumps. This one step alone solves a huge chunk of why is my bass inconsistent problems. Now we build the distortion chain in a stable order, generate harmonics, shape them, then clamp peaks. First, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Now pause for a really important teacher moment: gain staging. Every time you add distortion, match the output loudness. Toggle the device on and off, and adjust the output so it's roughly the same volume either way. Otherwise, you'll think, wow, it's better when it's just louder, and your compressors later will start behaving differently and you won't know why. Next, add overdrive for that rude mid-range bite. Set the frequency somewhere around 700 to 1200 Hz. Start at like 900. Drive around 20 to 45%, and keep dry slash wet around 30 to 60%. Don't slam it to 100% right away. We're building a bass that sits in a mix, not a bass that wins a loudness contest in solo. Now add auto filter after distortion to tune the aggression. Use a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB. Set the cup off somewhere in the 1 to 4 kHz range depending on how fizzy it is. Keep resonance low unless you deliberately want a whistle edge. This filter is your radio tuning control. Close it a bit for darker pirate warmth. Open it for hype. Now add glue compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Makeup off, and set output manually. Then add a limiter at the end just as a safety net. Ceiling minus 0.5 to minus 1 dB, and use it to catch spikes, not to flatten the whole sound. If you're doing like 6 dB of limiting here, something earlier in the chain is too wild. Quick extra stability fix that beginners love. Distortion can recreate low end, even if you high passed before it. So if the MID starts getting muddied again, add another EQ8 at the very end of the MID chain and high pass again around 120 to 160 HE. Gentle slope is fine. This stops the MID from fighting your SUB. Now let's make it feel like pirate radio without losing control. On the MID, we'll do subtle filter movement. If you already have auto filter, great. If not, add one. Automate the cutoff over two bars. Bar 1 slightly more closed, bar 2 slightly more open. Keep the movement small. Small moves read like tuning a transmitter. Big moves read like my bass is changing into a different instrument every bar, and that usually wrecks stability. Also, keep MIDI velocities consistent for now. If your bass feels like it's randomly changing level, the fix usually isn't more limiter. It's reducing drive, reducing note-to-note tonal differences, and then adding bite back with EQ after distortion. Like a gentle boost around 1 to 2 kHz instead of more drive. Now we lock it to the groove with sidechain. This is where it starts rolling. Add a compressor on bass SUB and bass MID, or put one compressor on a bass group later. Turn on sidechain, select your kick as the input, set ratio 0 to 4 to 1. Attack between 1 and 10 milliseconds. Faster attack is cleaner, slower attack lets a tiny bit of bass poke through and can feel punchier. Release between 80 and 160 milliseconds. And set the threshold so you're getting around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Here's the field tip. Don't duck the sub and mid equally. Duck the SUB a little less, just enough to make room for the kick. Duck the MID a bit more so the punch stays clean and the bass talks around the drums instead of smearing on top of them. If both layers duck hard, the entire track breathes too obviously. Now group and balance. Select bass SUB and bass MID and group them. On the bass group, add spectrum. Yes, even as a beginner, you're going to meter like a grown-up. What you want to see, the sub should show a clean fundamental hump, often somewhere around 40 to 60 HE depending on the note. The mid should mostly live above about 150 HE, with energy and character up there, not a giant low-frequency mountain. If you see the MID stacking up below 120, you're practically guaranteeing instability. On the bass group, you can add EQ8 and do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 HC if it's muddy. And if you want a nice final glue without pumping, try a saturator on the group with soft clip-on and just 1 to 3 dB of drive. That can shave spikes in a musical way and make it feel louder without chaos. Now do a quick phase alignment check. Put utility on the SUB, and try inverting phase left or right while the loop plays. Choose the setting that gives you the most solid low end. If one option makes the bass noticeably hollow, you had cancellation between sub and mid. This is a fast, practical test. Now we do the stability check that catches problems immediately. Same note, same loudness. Make a one-bar clip of repeated eighth notes on F1. Loop it, listen, and look at the bass group level. Then change that clip to G1, then AB1. If the level changes a lot between notes, don't try to fix it by smashing a limiter. Fix the source. What to adjust? On the MID synth, reduce filter key tracking if the tone gets brighter as notes go up. Also reduce extreme filter envelope behavior if you're using it. And consider adding a gentle compressor before distortion on the MID. Ratio 2 to 1 or 3 to 1. Fastish attack, medium release. Just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. That little bit of leveling stops distortion from reacting wildly to different notes. Now, arrangement. Let's turn this into pirate radio energy in a DNB context. Try a simple 32-bar idea. Bars 1 to 8, sub only, filtered drums, and tease the mid by muting it or low-passing it hard. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the mid quietly and automate the filter opening. Bars 17 to 32, full bass, sub and mid together. And every 4 or 8 bars, do a quick radio choke moment. For one beat, automate the MID filter cutoff down, like someone grabbed the transmitter, then snap it back. That tiny moment creates a hook without rewriting the bassline. Here's a drop impact trick. On the first hit of the drop, let the MID hit alone for an eighth or a quarter bar. Then bring the SUB in immediately after. That micro delay makes the sub arrival feel massive. If you want the bass to translate to phones and laptops, add a controlled noise layer. Create a separate track called Bass AIDR. Use noise from operator or wave eatable, or a noise sample. High pass it at 2 to 4kHz, saturate lightly, and blend it so you barely hear it on small speakers. You don't want obvious hiss. You want the illusion that the bass has air and circuitry around it. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't distort the sub. Don't skip the high pass before distortion on the mid. Don't crank drive without matching output level. Don't make the bass super wide in the low end. Keep the sub mono, and don't overdo sidechain until the bass disappears. DNB bounce is about timing, not absence. Now your mini practice. Quick and focused. Build SUB with operator sign. MID with wave-eatable sawish. Write a two-bar pattern with only three notes. On mid, EQ8 high pass at 120, saturator analog clip about 5 dB drive with soft clip, overdrive around 900 Hz, about 35% drive, around 45% wet, then glue for about 2 dB gain reduction. Sidechain both layers to the kick, but slightly less on sub, slightly more on mid. Automate the MID filter so bar 2 is a little brighter than bar 1. Export a short loop and listen on headphones and your phone speaker. You should still hear the MID character on the phone, and on a bassy system the sub should stay even. If you want to go one level further for real-world stability, once the MID is sounding right, freeze and flatten it or resample to audio. That locks in the sound and makes it easier to edit and mix. That's it. Pirate Radio distortion energy, but stable. Clean sub carrying the weight, high past mid doing the filth, controlled with compression and a safety limiter, and sidechain so it rolls with the drums. If you tell me what reference you're chasing, classic jungle roller warmth, Delanya style rude mids, foghornish heaviness, or neuro edge, I can suggest exact crossover points, a tighter distortion pairing, and a note pattern that lands right in that lane.